Norcross was greeted by protesters in a rare public appearance before the state legislature. He told the state Senate committee that no companies would have moved to Camden if not for tax breaks offered by the state.
Nothing would have occurred in Camden without these tax incentive programs. They did precisely what they were designed by the legislature and the governor.
But critics say Norcross defends the program because he benefits from it. His insurance firm, Connor Strong & Buckaloo, won an $86 million award, and Cooper Hospital, where he's chairman, also got an incentive to stay in the city. Norcross maintains that he's invested more in Camden than he's gotten back, and that he's only interested in turning around the distressed city. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.